I have to take some time before the show and just take some deep breaths and just calm down so I can really play the songs. There's some very serious meditation that goes on.
While the touring life can be a frantic and frenzied one, the sound of Daniel Martin Moore is the complete opposite. And that's just one transition he's learned to make, taking his songs from his bedroom to a label and to the stage. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. The hometown of singer-songwriter Daniel Martin Moore is Cold Spring, Kentucky, and his musical home is now the revered indie label Sub Pop Records. But the path between them was a winding one, where Daniel spent some time in Cameroon as a member of the Peace Corps, and then worked at a friend's bed and breakfast in Costa Rica. Somewhere, music worked its way in, and the quiet, unforced sounds of his debut album, Stray Age, have already likened him to Nick Drake and Neil Halstead with a hint of swing. FUV's Rich McLaughlin spoke with Daniel Martin Moore recently and found out that the Shins and one of their producers also play a role in his growing career.
And Daniel, the story of how you were discovered by Sub Pop Records is a pretty amazing one to me, and in this day and age, sort of rare. Can you talk about how that happened?
Yeah, I sent them a demo, and they actually listened to it, and then they emailed me. That's the whole process in a nutshell. It was pretty unexpected, and I heard the Shins on Saturday Night Live. About a year and a half ago, or almost 2 years ago now. I guess it was January of 2007, maybe, and I thought they were really cool. I had not heard them before, and I noticed that they were on Sub Pop, and so I just made some recordings, and so I thought I'd just send them some and see if they would, get back to me, and they did.
The words I write, the lines I draw, people I assure, the rest of them too. I got no fortune, and I hold no sway, but I do what I am able for them. We'll hold on the best we can. That'll be the plan.
I produced the record with a guy named Joe Ciccarelli, and we had long conversations before we even started about exactly, you know, how we wanted. The only rule that we really had was just to keep it just simple. We tried some other overdubs and stuff, but the question was always, you know, is it essential? And if there was any hesitation, then we left it out. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're like, oh, maybe not. If there was maybe we should keep, no, gone.
Is that hard? You know, is that hard to do? I imagine before you were signed to a label, when you're sitting in your room writing songs, pretty easy to keep things simple. But once you have, you know, you're making an album and you're on a label like Sub Pop, where you know have a well-known producer working with you, I'm sure there's that inclination to maybe add stuff to it. Was that there for you when you were recording it?
Yeah, it was a temptation, you know, but it just seemed like when we would listen back to the track, and it just seemed really obvious what was truly essential and what wasn't. But yeah, it was definitely tempting. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, horns are beautiful. Why not have them on every track, you know? but we had to really resist that.
To go where you have been, to be where you are again, come be close and be rested. Darling, come be close and be rested.
Daniel Martin Moore and a live version of Stray Age, recorded at WFUV. To hear more in-studio performances and interviews, head to the online archives at WFUV.org.